hope we have today. And this offer is available to everyone, the Bible says, of Jesus. But to all who believe in Him and accepted Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God. How amazing is that? We were created because God wants a family. It's not like God didn't have nothing to do. Oh, just think about it. Okay, let's create some human beings. Bang, like, you know, Adam and Eve come, you know, oh, sin again, come on. And then it's a problem thing. No, God, in His eternal vision, He already planned. He said, I want to have a family. Because even the Trinity, they are we, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that He have created us to be part of His family. And He wants to spend eternity with His family. And He wants to spend with you and me. The truth is that by knowing this, by understanding, even in your struggles, in your difficulty today, this is what needs to bring us joy today. That we're not just going to end today. God has chosen us today, and He will share eternity with us forever. So, brothers and sisters, wait patiently for God. Tell your neighbor, wait patiently. Because God is not done yet. Say, God will end. The second point is that, why is so amazing? What God going to do while we are waiting for Him? Soon He will end all the works of the enemy forever. Let's read at Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. He said, look, He comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see Him. Say, everyone. Whether you like Jesus or you don't like Jesus, you believe Him or you hate Him, He said, everyone. I checked the Bible, the Greek version. You know, right now I'm doing a Greek class. It's amazing. It says everyone. That means everyone will see Him when He come in His glory. And not only that, He says that even those who pierced Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the nations, say all the nations of the world will mount for Him. Yes, amen. Why will they mount? Why will they cry? Some will cry because they will regret that they didn't believe in Him all this while. And some will mount if they're still there. They say that, wow, this is what we've been waiting for. We will see Him in His glory. But depending on your view on Revelation 20, because this is where a lot of church splits have happened. People have gone through different ways, you know. This is what they call the 1,000 years reign of Jesus Christ. They call the millennium reign, the 1,000 years. Whether you believe in the post-millennium or pre-millennium or amillennium, there's one truth for sure in all these views, the most crucial for Christianity is that Christ will return. He will defeat Satan and reign forever with us. Amen? This is what that we should get excited, no matter where you are. You know, someone will say, will I get raptured or not? You know, I believe that if it's going to be a judgment on earth, I will be raptured. I don't know about you, what you believe, you know. But I feel like I know for sure that, you know, that God saved me for a reason. Amen? The judgment is not for me. It's for those who didn't believe in Jesus. There is a judgment coming, my dear friends. I'm not saying, usually I'm not this kind of preacher. But the thing is that I still need to preach the Bible. Amen? This is what is written in the world today. That you and I know that, you know, some of you have done your best. You have shared Jesus. We got number of missions. Okay, today if you're a missionary, can you raise your hands? Be proud of yourself. If somehow you're a pastor or you're a missionary, is that anybody here in this room? I know some of you, for your security's sake, you don't need to. But I know who you are. But doesn't matter. But God honors you. Amen? God honors you. And everybody else sitting here. Because not only will God honor the missionary that passes, but everyone will be obedient to the call of Jesus Christ. Amen? Because wherever you are today, God has placed you there for a reason. Hallelujah? You might be thinking, I'm with this really difficult employer. And God said that I have put you there for a purpose. That you will not reflect and reject and whatever He's doing, but I put you there so that through you, I will glorify myself. Through your life, I will shine my glory. They can hate you. to the maximum, you know, but they cannot take you away because they know whenever they see you, they see me. They don't know how to explain that. Hallelujah. And you are there for a reason today, my dear brothers and sisters. But there's a few things will happen in between before Jesus comes. He says that it marks, when Jesus comes, this is what happened. It marks the end of Satan's deception and all his followers. Revelation 20, verse 10, he said that they will march across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people and the city he loves. This is basically, they believe this is Jerusalem. And they say, they believe that in the sense that most scholars will say that the whole army that is going against Israel will surround Israel. But this is amazing. You know, this is what, have you heard the term Armageddon? Right? This is Armageddon. But I don't know what is the hype about this Armageddon. You know why? Because something amazing. He said that they surrounded this place, the city that he loved, and then fire came down. Even before they had a chance to shoot their missile. He said, a fire came down from heaven and devoured them. That's it, the end. There is no hype on this. It's so easy. They kind of surrounded the city Israel, you know, in that sense, to fight against God's people. And then the fire came down, finish. It's so easy. It was not like the Lord of the Rings, you know, they are fighting to the end, and then at the end, you know, comes that these eagles, you know, coming down, you know, rescuing them, you know. There was nothing much, you know, just boom. Huh? That's it. Yeah. It's done. And then he says that, in verse 10, he said, the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. This should encourage us. All the evil you see in this world today, the people who are doing evil, I mean, we pray for as best we can for them, but the thing is that people who are doing and keep doing evil, there is an end for them and it's not a good ending for them. The second thing is that it marks the end of his grace period. He said in verse 11, chapter 20, he said that, I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Who was seated? He said him. The lake of fire, which is the second death, the dead were judged according to what they have done as recorded in the books. Don't confuse yourself. This is not talking about the judgment of the believers. These are the judgment of people who have never believed in Jesus. He said the books and books are open. I don't know. There are so many books being opened. Some of you say, why, Pastor, there's the books are open? I don't know. This is like 2,000 years ago when John wrote this. Maybe their system in heaven is not upgraded yet. You know, probably they have a different system in heaven now, you know. Probably a bit more high-tech. Or maybe they're still using book, you know. I mean, even with the accounting, you know, with the latest accounting system, you still call them bookkeeping, right? I don't know. I'm not an accountant. But the thing is that, for those people, their names are not found in the book of life. He says that there's not going to be with God forever. And this is a sad thing, my dear brothers and sisters. Anyone whose name was not founded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. But if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior and walk in His ways, God promised your future is secured in Him and you are protected. Amen? Tell your brothers, neighbor, you are protected if you believe in Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus? I give you a chance at the end of this preaching that, you know, you will have chance to respond to Jesus. Because why? God loves you so much. Because there is a time will come. There's no more grace anymore. There's no more. This is the time, my brothers and sisters. That's why we have church for, not just for us, you know, to just enjoy ourselves. You know, we worship, you know, and have few songs, have some refreshment, go home and come back next Sunday. No, we do all these things so that you could bring your friend, that is a place that we can come together. They could learn, they could know about this a loving Father who's waiting for them. It's not about counting church numbers, they're increasing in church numbers. No, this is not the reason we have church. This is the church that God said to, Jesus said to Peter, he said that, you are the rock. I mean, it's not about talking about Jesus, about Peter himself, but upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen? whether they are burning churches, we are seeing in the news again and again. But one thing Jesus said for sure, the church, you and I are the church. Amen? Tell your neighbor, you are the church. And I am the church. And he said, this church, he said, the devil cannot destroy because you're the one who get to destroy it. Even in the midst of persecution, you're the one who get to decide whether this church will live forever for Jesus or not. No matter where, who are you from and where you come from, it doesn't matter. On that day, when you are facing your enemies, I mean, we thank God we still have peace. You need to pray for Hong Kong for this continuous peace and the opportunity we still have. There's never like before so many nations at the door outside our church. You count the nation have entered into this nation. Hong Kong, such a small place, but all the nation, you think that you can go out there, they are all here. Church, we need to do something about this. And this coming year, we want to enter with the perspective of mind, because wherever God put you, he had the reason. He had put you there for a reason. Because at least through you, through the words you will say, someday you need to be bold enough to say that, you know, there's a person, Jesus, that who loves you so much. You know, we have our accountant in our church. Her name is Candy. It's amazing. What I was just asking, how you came to know Jesus? You know, it's amazing. You know, she was working in this accounting firm. And he said that he's been watching her colleague. They're going through different pains and difficulty. But every time he will see her, he said, she's always joyful. I don't know why. She always like in peace. And something attracted me to know why is she so joyful or being, you know, we are having the same pressure from the same company, from the same boss. But how come she's reacting differently than I am? And one day we're going to ask her, I don't know what, who's that sister? I think she's from our church. And she said that, and she began to share to her about Jesus Christ. And that's what happened. She came to Christ, and today she left her good paid job. You know, not say we don't pay good, but it's not like that well paid. But she said, you know, I want to serve the Lord. She's our accountant today. But the thing is that, you know, wherever you are, you know, this is how God will use you. God put you there for a purpose. It's not because I have a title, missionary or pastor or evangelist, then you can do the job. No, God said, I have chosen you for a specific purpose. And the next part is what amazing. You will have struggle. You will have difficulty. You will have persecution from your bosses. They will give you a hard time. Not everybody is going to accept whatever you're going to say. But God never promised that life will be fair. We live in a broken planet, but heaven is where everything will be done God's way. Amen? Amen? Friend, whether you like it or not, you need to be excited about these things. I know life is so difficult. Work can be very difficult. Even you are thinking that, I'm going to go into 2018. I don't know how it's going to be. But something in you that you can change to have your 2018 an exciting year like never before. Amen? The one and the most important reason Christians should be joyful is that we have an eternal life. Many of you have no clue. What is this eternal life? It basically means that your life doesn't end when your life, your last breath on earth ends. That's it. That's why people cry. People who don't know Jesus, if you've been to a Buddhist a funeral, a Hindu a funeral, or a Muslim one, they're very quiet because they're told to be quiet, you know. But the thing is that if you've been to a Buddhist one or the Hindu one, they cry, they you know, because this is the end of their life. They don't know. And I being a Hindu, that's why we've been told you will be born again. You know, if you have done good enough, at least you get to be a cow. That's not a hope to me. Hello? And my dad told me, you are so naughty that you probably have a chance to be a monkey. Yeah, praise. Thank you, God. I want to be a monkey in the next life. Yeah, this is what I'm looking for. Nobody have known. If you go and ask somebody, like, you know, a Hindu, like, so do you know what you did? Who were you before in your past life? They say, no. Then how can you be a better person in this life? Think, you know, come on. Indians, I'm not bragging about this. Today, some of your software, they are the most genius people. They are behind Googles and all these people, Indian people. And then when they come to this thing, born as a worm, and I'm like, come on, hi guys, come on, brothers, think. Think beyond your worm. God have made us for a purpose. Amen? You have a reason for here. You know, your life, this coming life, it's going to be more amazing. And I believe God, you know, He said that we will rule and reign with Him. We will have a place. We will have responsibility. We're not going to be hopping around in the heavens, you know, flying. You know, that's not our job. We have better. The angels can do the better job. We will have some of the things that God will be doing together with us. Amen? Hallelujah. And the third thing is that it's not the final one, friends. He said that God wants us to fulfill His call because there is a reward coming for us. Some of you will be rewarded on this life, in this earth, while you are still here. But your reward will still continue on in heaven. You know why? Because we can ask, okay, what is our call? God said, I want to fulfill my call. But what is my call? Very easy. We all have the same call. Let's read Matthew chapter 28, Let's all read together so that you say, I don't know. So now you will know today when you read this. Okay, at the count of three, let's read together. One, two, go. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This passage is known as the Great Commission. And this Great Commission is for all of you. For you and I. Tell your neighbor, it's for you. It's for me too. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. But you might ask, God, but how can I fulfill this Great Commission? Let's read Acts 1:8. First of all, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. He said that when you will receive the power, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If you are living in Taipo, it's pretty much end of the world. And if you are living in Park Island, it's further up from the end of the world. If you are in Tung Chung, you are really end of the world. Brandon is not here. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20, this is amazing. He said, when I am weak, you know, when I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness. For those I want to bring weak to Christ. Yes, I will try find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in His blessing. Very simple. It's not very difficult. He just say, I find a common ground. Where is your common ground? It can be in your marketplace. And tonight, some of you might be joining your friends in some place, you know. Find a common place. But it's not like you get so drunk, they carry you home. That's not a common ground. That, you know, you find a common ground, you drink with them. But the thing is that you find a common ground. How can you share this eternity that is coming? Paul is basically saying that God has placed you in where you are for a reason. There are people who might be working for you, or you might be working for someone today. God has put all of you together for a purpose so that you can make this connection, your friends, your colleagues, your parents, your family, your brothers, sisters, to Christ. Oh, they won't listen. That is not your problem. The thing is that at least you have given them a chance. At least you have prayed for them. They will have this chance to know Him. Amen? How can you connect them to this eternal plan? You know, when I was reading Samuel, at the death, when Samuel died, in this is like when you can read from the 2 Samuel, verse 2. He said that at the death, when Saul was dead, David asked God, he said, like, God, what should I do now? He said, go up to Hebron. And in Hebron, he was made as a king because of his tribe, Judah. And he come to know what happened to Saul and his son, right? And they say that they died at the sword of, you know, The enemy, I mean, the guy who killed him, they killed him. But you know, he died. But he said, who buried him? Do you know Saul was chasing after David? We know, we heard this story. He was trying to kill David. But David said, whoever buried him, he said, this whole town, he said that, you know, I'm going to reward them. I'm going to bless them because they have shown mercy. They have shown favor to this anointed king. God still anointed. He was an enemy, but God, you know, David chose to reward them because they stayed faithful to this king. Even he died. And in 1 Peter verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6, says, so be truly glad, there is a wonderful joy ahead. Say, wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while. My brothers and sisters, 80 years, 90 years on earth is a little while. The more older you get, you know that it's getting shorter and shorter. You don't have eternity on earth. Even though you went through many trials for a little while, this trial will show that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as a fire test and purify God and purifies goals. Though your faith is far more precious than this mere gold. So when your faith remains strong, even through many trials, it will bring much praise and glory and honor on day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Amen? My friend, you will be rewarded. You will be honored before everybody else. That's why you don't have to be shameful because you are a child of God. You don't have to be afraid to say that I am a Christian. Because one day will come, God will honor you before everybody else because you stand in the midst of everybody else. You are not afraid. You know, at the end of the trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, those who didn't go, at the coronation of Aragorn as a king, these are the four brothers. They are known as hobbits, right? And the amazing part is that when they try, this is at the end of the movie, and say, when they try to bow down to this the king that has been restored, and the king tell them to stop. He said that, you guys bow down to no one. And they all bow down to these four hobbits. You know why? Because they had this ring. You know, because the Lord of the Ring is all about the story about the ring. It's an evil ring. When you wear this, you know, with that mindset, you know, when you wear this, you will get the control of everything. You will be very foul, but you will be a very evil person. That's why every evil, you know, that this thing that they want this ring. Whenever you can wear for a while, you can disappear and you can take it out and then you come back. But some married guys, they do is that they take it off and they disappear as a husband, right? And they put it back as I am back, right? Repent, brother or sister. But the amazing thing is that he said, you bow down to no one. They bow down. Because why? They stand this trial. Even they had a temptation. The main guy, you know, he had a temptation to use this ring to take control. He can be controlling the whole world. But he fight to the end. You know how struggle he was. He have to go up to the mountain with the fiery furnace place. And the last, you know, that wicked thing, the evil thing. I forgot the name of that. He will fight him, and then until he throw the ring, you know, that end of the world. He have fight to the end. And this is what's their reward. And brother and sister, today the Lord is saying that you bow down to no one. Amen? We only bow down to our Lord of Lords, to the King of Kings, that is Jesus. Amen? That he is the only one who is worthy to receive our glory and honor. That we don't bow down to any pressures around us. When especially there is a wicked presence. We only bow down to Jesus. In conclusion, his reward is coming for those who remain to the end, that you've been faithful. Are you prepared for the king's return? Are you prepared for this return? He promised to take those who believe in him, that he is your Lord and your Savior. And God is reminding some of us, the Saul is dead. And even before even he died spiritually, I mean like physically, when he disobeyed God, he died. That's why God have to tell Samuel, he said that, stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying for something that is dead. Stop crying for something that it didn't work this year or the previous years. Stop crying, because God is anointing you for this new season, 2018 and beyond. It's going to be an amazing year for you and I. Amen? God is anointing this coming year to be a more better way, because that today, I hope that you will understand that you have a call for your life. Amen? That you are just merely not working there in your marketplace, in your schools, in, you know, even as a student. You are there for a reason. You are part of the plan of God. Even how difficult it's going to be, God said, I'm going to be with you, my brother, my sister, my daughter, my son. And I will honor you on that day. And some of you already received your honor. You have got your promotion. You're going to get your bonuses. You're going to get what God has planned for you. Whether you get that promotion or not this coming year, don't regret. Because why? You have a greater reward. God's going to reward you. Many of you have left home. Children behind, wife, husbands behind. And you are working here. God said, you know, I honor you. But there will be a time come that God said, it's time to go, because I need you back home. It's time that you be the light I have installed on you. I have prepared you for this reason. And he said that he will tell you, time to go. Don't get too comfortable here. There's a season in our life for everything. Amen. Shall we rise to our feet right now as we look to him today? First of all, you know, as your every eyes are closed today, I just want to offer you this time that, you know, you will say that, Pastor Vic, I just don't know what, you know, much about this, but I know that I want to have this life eternal. I want to live with Jesus forever when the day comes. But I've never prayed this prayer. But today, I want to take a step of faith. I want to be bold enough to say that I want to believe in Jesus today. As all the eyes are closed, if you, this is your prayer today, they say that I want to believe in Jesus. I want you to put up your hands quickly and then bring it down. Any of you here today that you want to believe in Jesus? Say, I never prayed this prayer, that I want to believe in Jesus today. Is there anyone here today? Amen. Amen. The next is, I want to pray for those who say that, Pastor, I want you to pray with me that this coming year that I want to be used. I don't know what my plan is, how God's going to use you, but I'm willing today to stand for what God has for me. I want to stand in the place where God has prepared the blessing for me so that I can be a blessing. That this is your prayer. I want you to lift up your hands. That you want to be used by God today. Yes, I see all that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Yes, I see that hand. Sorry, are many of you there that you want to be used by God. And I'm not going to call you for the altar call. But I'm going to pray right now as you begin to lift up. Let's everybody just lift up your hand. But those especially, I want to pray for those who have lifted up your hand by faith today, that you say that I want to be used by God in a special way this coming year. I just don't know everything that He has for me, but I know that He already have a plan. And I want to get connected with this plan. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, let that anointing come upon those who have lifted their hands by faith to say that they want to be used by God today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let your blessing come forward right now. Let the blessing come forward right now. God, you will bless them so much, Lord, that they will not have enough place, oh God, to contain your blessing. And God, all this blessing, all this wealth, all this favor that they will have, Lord, use them through that, God, to be a blessing to the people around them today, God. They're going to see a greater glory. Lord, their day is going to be better than before, God. And even better. And Lord, I pray that right now, Lord, their days of crying is over. It's over. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray against the wickedness of the devil. They will not have any more power over them. God, I pray for your protection. As a church, Lord, I stand with them. We stand with them, Lord. God, as they will come under this umbrella of your anointing, of your power, of your glory, as they will serve faithfully for the King of Kings, for the Lord of Lords, that the coming King of Jesus himself, shall we give him all glory and honor. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for using us, O God. Let that job, let that favor will be the standpoint today for the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. My brothers and sisters, today that God is reminding you.